Let's welcome in Chad Greenway. And Chad, let me first off start. You wear the same number as Ray Lewis, 52. Heard the news today that Ray Lewis is going to be retiring at the end of this season. Your thoughts on Ray's decision to hang him up after 17 years?
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's an unbelievable career. Obviously, the things he's done in his 17 years are pretty amazing. I can remember obviously watching him growing up that the stuff he was putting on tape was unbelievable, and the hits and the plays, the interceptions, big plays. He was leader of that defense, obviously with the Super Bowl, led that team as well. So amazing player. Obviously, you can learn a lot from his game, and the kind of guy he is, obviously off the field, is a big thing that he brings to the city of Baltimore, but obviously the leader of that team. And I'm sure he'll be in a booth somewhere calling games or doing something on game day next year.
At one point, your Vikings were 6-6, but you guys rattled off four straight victories. What changed during the final quarter of the season so you guys could run the table?
Nothing different. I think we figured out who we wanted to be. Obviously, I thought we tackled defensively a little bit better than this here in this last four games. There are games we had to win. It was just one game seasons all the way throughout. We knew if we lost any of those four games, we were pretty much out of the race. So we had to continue to do what we were doing. And I think now that we're in the playoffs, we've had the playoff mentality really for a month. So we're just we're trying to stay with it.
Your third time here you're going to see in Green Bay in the last 6 weeks and, of course, back-to-back here. Is that an advantage or is that a disadvantage?
Well, I guess it's who you're talking to or talking about. I mean, either team has the same thing going for them. So I doubt much is going to change. I mean, you are who you are on tape. Obviously, there's going to be some wrinkles from them. They're going to do a few different things offensively. I'm sure we'll do the same thing. So it's more about, who's going to go out and execute on game day. Who wants it more? Who's going to fight for four quarters? Who's going to give all the effort? And we're hoping to go over there and be able to pull out a win. We know it'll be difficult in difficult conditions. They play very good at home. So we're obviously looking forward to the opportunity.
What types of problems does Aaron Rodgers present for a defense? Because their line has struggled this year protecting him. He's one of the most sacked quarterbacks in the league, I believe second most sacked quarterback. But he still finds a way to get it done. I mean, his numbers are up there at the top.
Yeah, we have a lot of respect for their whole offense. I mean, you say that about the offensive line, but that offensive line does a lot of good things. They put them in a lot of spots where they can get people open and protect well enough to obviously let Aaron move around. And they do what they do really well. The receivers, when Aaron's running around behind the line of scrimmage, they get open better than anybody we've seen. So our plaster rules as defenders have to go into effect and go find somebody to cover. And I think the biggest thing that Rodgers does is he's accurate on the run. I mean, he's as accurate moving to his right or his left as probably is in the pocket. So we know we have to contain him to some degree. We know he's going to get his yards and put some points up, but we got to play our best game if we want to win over there.
You had a front row seat all season long to the accomplishments of Adrian Peterson, and it seemed like last week it was pretty amazing watching that game. I mean, Adrian, you could see it in his eyes, and you could see the entire team pulling for him. That you guys were coy before the game, but the record obviously was something you guys were trying to shoot for as well. How exciting was it to be a part of that as a team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the season he had is just unbelievable, especially coming off injury. Just kind of adds to what he's done. But the kind of guy he is and what he symbolizes and what he brings to our team are all pretty amazing things. And I think we all just kind of get behind him, and he's leading us these last four games. And the record aside, he's just been performing unbelievable. And really, I think it just energizes the whole stadium on last Sunday. Not only is he going for the record, but obviously we need a huge win. And he's always putting the team first. He probably couldn't care less about that record as long as we keep winning.
What kind of credit does your head coach deserve? Last year you guys won three games, and not many people forecasted this for the Minnesota Vikings this year, but you win 10 games. It's a +7 turnaround, and Leslie Frazier comes out, I think, as one of the surprise coaches of 2012.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves a ton of credit, all the credit. I mean, his steady influence on this football team is just what we show on game day. We're trying to put a product out there every day that's consistent, or every week that's consistent, trying to constantly get better every day. And I think that just stems from the head coach and what he's telling us. And that consistent approach that he gives every week, whether after coming off a loss or a win, never too high or too low. And that's the approach that us players have taken. And it's really put us in the position we're in, and we're hoping it continues to give us success.
Chad Greenway leads the Vikings with 148 tackles, second in the National Football League, and is leading this defense into the postseason. Chad, good luck coming up Saturday night against the Packers.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.